Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to CJ of Madison before I take the next caller. CJ called in. CJ is pro-Trump, and in prior call had said that he doesn't like NATO. And CJ, I would simply say this to you and people who think your way. You point to things like Hunter Biden. That investigation is going on. It's actually a tax fraud investigation, and I think that should go on vigorously. And if Hunter Biden did anything wrong, then he should suffer the consequences. But there's no indication at all that there was anything involving Joe Biden, just as with Billy Carter, Roger Clinton, and Neil Bush. And they are not the worst scalawags of presidential relatives. You can't pick your relatives. You can pick your friends. My grandma Monahan, mom's mom, used to say, Matt, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your relatives. You got to love your relatives. So there you got it. But with regard to Trump, CJ, I would just leave this in mind next time you call in, is did you think it was right that Trump would ask Putin right now to get dirt on Hunter Biden publicly when Putin's committing genocide? Or do you support Putin? I don't think you do. Some Republicans do. I'll tell you what, Tucker Carlson does, Trump does, Josh Hawley does. But what Putin's doing is wrong. I think it's genocide. Most people would say it is. Sadism. But whatever you may think it is, you can't possibly, in my view, be a good American and really support our democratic system and think that Putin is doing a good thing. That's just not possible. And I don't think that you would do that. I really don't think you would do that. So there you have it, CJ. Now we're going to Mark from the SAC. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Well, I think, you know, sad to say, I think you might give CJ a little more credit than he deserves based on what I've heard from him. That he trots out John Durham and talks about all the equipment we left behind in Afghanistan. If memory serves now, and sometimes it doesn't, that apparently some of the stuff that John Durham came up with, you know, it's been shown now that he actually made some mistakes, that the guy, when he was testifying before the FBI, you know, actually did give the FBI that information. He was supposed to, said he did do, you know, he did, he was forthcoming with the FBI. The equipment left behind in Afghanistan, some of that's been way overblown because I guess a lot of the equipment was scrapped anyway. I mean, it was junk when they left it. And if you're that concerned about, you know, leaving the stuff behind with the Taliban that Donald Trump certainly did not put in place to be, you know, hauling all that equipment out, you know, before, you know, because he signed that agreement, if memory serves, in 2019 with the Taliban, surrendering Afghanistan to the Taliban. You know, wanted to bring the Taliban into Camp David and have a meeting with them because, you know, that you know, it was time to get out of it. We should have been out of Afghanistan a long time ago. We perhaps never should have gone in the first place. Taking the Taliban or taking the government of Afghanistan up on their
offer. Yeah, let me break in on that because it's an interesting point you're bringing up, a very good one. I want to just slightly correct the history. Trump never succeeded in bringing him to Camp David. He proposed it, but his aide said, my God, you can't do that. But what he did was he brought him to Vienna and kept the Afghan government out. And so by bringing him to Vienna and keeping the Afghan government out, that was a recognition. And then he told the Afghan government, release 5,000 terrorists in prison. They said, please don't make us. He did. He made them. It was ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They went out and killed American soldiers, killed Afghans, and now they're in the government. And then what he did was he said, we're going to be out May 1. Well, Biden came in and said, we can't be out by May 1, but he said August 1, and Trump criticized him for that. And then my own view is he shouldn't have even said August 1. He should have said in due course and rolled it down. You're absolutely right. The equipment that was left behind, in terms of retrieving it, the Taliban are not good mechanics. The Taliban aren't mechanics at all. Not one of those helicopters or trucks is usable. They don't know how to repair and maintain them. And the same with those weapons. So this business that somehow that should have gone to Ukraine, there's plenty of stuff going to Ukraine, My view is, Joe, get the planes there. Trump opposes sending the planes. The Republicans oppose sending the MiG planes. There's 70 of them in Eastern Europe. Let the Ukrainians impose their own no-fly zone. Do it now, Joe Biden, or you're going to get people like Trump who are simply Russian operatives. Trump is a crook. He's on the take from Russia. There you have it. Okay, now we're going back to the lines. Dan and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Morning, man. Hey, keep taking those calls from CJ. I'm making a bingo card of conservative talking points, and I'm looking for bingo every day he calls.
Well, I'll tell you what. The difference between this station and any other station is we take all calls. If you call up Mark Belling or Dan O'Donnell, one of these people, and they get even a sniff that you don't agree with them or that you are on the other side, they will cut you off. Bill of Conemaugh calls in here, and he calls those stations all the time. They won't even take his calls. And if somehow he sneaks through, you practically have to use a burner phone on right-wing radio. And you practically have to go, you agree with them, and then jump them. And then they'll cut you off anyway. This station, and Matt Flynn Direct in particular, takes all calls. And if you want to challenge us on history, good luck, because you're not going to challenge us on history. When something happened that I don't agree with, even in our own party, I'll say it. But let me tell you something else. It's not just Trump that has betrayed the United States to Putin. Tucker Carlson, do you realize right now that Fox News has more viewers than CNN and MSNBC combined? Tucker Carlson is the one who lied and said the FBI did the January 6th insurrection. That was false. Tucker Carlson recites Putin talking points, said that the Russians only went in to get rid of biolabs that had been put in there by Hunter Biden. All of that's false. And the Russians play his stuff on Russian TV, making it sound like he's the principal TV anchor in the country, that he's speaking for the United States. Tucker Carlson is a traitor. Now he came out yesterday and said, quote, Russia has a large and restive population of Islamic extremists. If Putin goes, they'll take over power and get the nukes. Now, first of all, Chechnya does have a large population of Islamic extremists. They have been bombed for, I don't know, a decade. Russia is a fascist state. It's an authoritarian state run by Putin and the oligarchs. If Putin were assassinated by one of his bodyguards or by another oligarch who wants his action, there are no Islamic extremists who are taking over. They will continue to be bombed. In fact, the ones that are loyal to Putin are now in Ukraine butchering Ukrainian women. So Putin is a Nazi. He's a Russian Nazi, and he will be succeeded by another Russian Nazi until we restore democracy in that country. Tucker Carlson, everything he says is a drip of poison in America's bloodstream. It's a drip of poison in America's bloodstream. It is recited and broadcast by Russia. It's recited and broadcast by any enemy of the United States. Tucker Carlson is an enemy of the United States. Donald Trump is an enemy of the United States. We've got to restore democratic government, and by that, in a republic, not party stuff, but just free and fair elections and the peaceful transition of power. And everything we do for the rest of our lives has to be geared towards that. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.